This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where we read you the best real estate investing advice Monday through Sunday, rain or shine. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you like this article, you'll find thousands of others like it at biggerpockets.com/blog. But you can't, or at least you shouldn't, be looking at a screen when you're mowing the lawn or driving for deals. So enjoy this show and check out the rest of our podcasts. Just search Bigger Pockets on your favorite podcast app.
Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Should you add manufactured homes to your portfolio? By Nathan Miller. The popularity of manufactured mobile homes has been on the rise over the past several years, spurred partly by highly competitive traditional housing markets, overall interest in smaller homes, and the search for more affordable housing. But what about adding this type of home to your real estate investment portfolio as a single home or in a mobile home park setting? Although I haven't personally invested in manufactured homes yet, I've researched and spoken with experts about the pros and cons as I consider diversifying my portfolio. So this podcast will outline some interesting and informative information I've come across. A brief retrospective on mobile homes. Mobile homes have a long and varied history. Movable homes are nothing new, from the covered wagons that are iconic in my home state of Oregon, to today's tiny home and van life craze. The 1974 Federal Mobile Home Construction and Safety Act, say that 5 times fast, formalized this type of housing in the United States. Around the same time frame, the terminology surrounding these homes changed, making manufactured homes preferable to the previous term, mobile homes. Over the years, manufactured home living has ebbed and flowed in popularity. More recently, the economic crash and burst housing bubble in the 2000s led people to affordable manufactured homes in droves. Today, interest in these types of dwellings is driven less by necessity than choice, providing a way to spend less on housing and more on things like leisure, travel, and other lifestyle experiences. Investing in a manufactured home. The average cost of a single-family home in the United States hovers around $380,000. Manufactured homes come in at a lower price point, with a double-wide coming in closer to $150,000. There's a caveat, and it's a big one. The price of a new manufactured home does not include land, so the lot on which you place the new home must be purchased or leased. Many mobile home parks offer a land leasing option, which means you pay a monthly fee to have your mobile home in the park. In this setting, you would be responsible for the care of your lot and home, and the park owners take care of infrastructure and maintenance of the roads, common areas, amenities, and any utilities or services provided. If you decide to purchase land, ensure that the area or neighborhood allows mobile homes. Other considerations include moving, placement, and any construction involved in placing a home on an empty lot. Most dealers include basic delivery and installation in the total sales price, but if you buy a used mobile home and relocate it, you'll be adding thousands to your purchase price. Still, when it's all said and done, your overall investment will likely come in significantly lower than a stick-built single-family home. Financing and insuring a manufactured home. It's no secret that interest rates on mortgages are skyrocketing right now, something any non-cash investor must consider when calculating their return on investment. It can get even more tricky for mobile homes, as conventional home loans are not generally available. Most lenders do not consider these kinds of structures as real property. However, a handful of mortgage lenders specialize in financing manufactured homes, so do your research if you're considering a loan for this type of investment. Insurance coverage for a manufactured home is generally comparable to traditional homeowners' coverage, but with a few caveats due to the unique nature of these types of homes, such as the construction method and vulnerability to certain weather conditions. Premiums are a little higher than traditional home insurance. Again, do your research to find the best policy for your situation. For an added layer of coverage, make sure that you always require renter's insurance for your investment property. It's also important to note that manufactured homes generally appreciate at a different rate than traditional single-family homes, so they will not rise in value as quickly over the lifespan of your investment. Keeping it well-maintained, landscaped, attractive, and up-to-date can help you retain greater value over time. Now let's talk about renting out your manufactured home. Just as your investment in this type of property is a little less expensive, so will the amount of rent that you can charge for your tenants. However, it can diversify your rental offerings if you already are a real estate investor or be a great first entry point for a new investor. There are many groups of people that are keen on living in a low-cost, low-maintenance mobile home, including retirees, young families, empty nesters, and more. While demand varies by location, the Manufactured Housing Institute indicates that a total of 22 million Americans live in mobile homes, showing that there is indeed a reliable demand for this more affordable housing option. As with any other rental property, it will be necessary to market your property, collect leads, and properly screen applicants. Streamlining these processes helps you start to realize the return on your investment more quickly, as well as ensures the best qualified tenants occupy your manufactured home. Conclusion? Investing in real estate can help you generate income and reach your goals with a steady stream of revenue. Manufactured or mobile homes can equal a lower upfront investment and cost you less on a monthly basis, despite slightly higher initial mortgage and insurance rates than a traditional single-family home rental investment. They represent a solid way to diversify your real estate portfolio or enter into real estate as a first-time investor. But it is essential to do your research and understand the unique risks and opportunities associated with investing in manufactured homes. I hope you enjoyed today's article. Remember, you can find thousands more like it at biggerpockets.com/blog. And you can unlock new tools by creating a free account at biggerpockets.com.
And for another fresh perspective on real estate investing, join me right here tomorrow.